Chapter 4. Jazzin, I have to return to Earth and tell my parents Joe and I are all right. I was thinking maybe, Star said later that night. She stared into the mirror and shook her head. No, I'm not going to tell him I'm thinking maybe, she sighed in frustration. Since when did you ever ask to do something, girl? You are not growing weak and needy. Walter would turn me over his knee and spank my ass if I became a wimp, she growled out to her reflection. No one is going to turn you over and spank you but me. A dark growl came from behind her. Star squeaked in surprise. She had been so busy trying to figure out the best way to approach Jazzin about taking her back to Earth that she didn't hear him come in. It was late, well after midnight. It was always late when he came in lately. Since she had been injured, he insisted on her sharing his bed. She refused for all the fat lot of good it did her. She went to bed in her bed and either woke up in his or he was in hers. She was just so afraid he was going to turn out to be like Justin, her first real boyfriend. She felt like she had been in a cocoon her entire life until she and Joe got their condo in Orlando. It was kind of difficult to go on a date or get serious about anyone when you were in a different city every other night. Not to mention, she had more surrogate aunts, uncles, and grandparents than any kid needed as a chaperone. In Orlando, she and Joe had lived with their parents for the first year after they gave up the circus. They wanted to make sure it was something they really wanted to do. She had been so consumed with learning the new routines and adapting to life outside of the small world of the circus that she didn't even think about dating. The past year was the first time she felt comfortable with the idea of going out. She had only gone out on a couple of dates before she met Justin. He had joined the performing troupe 3 months before they were kidnapped. Star had immediately been smitten with his handsome blonde looks. It took 2 more months before he asked her out. She should have known something was up when he didn't even give her a second glance until a nighttime entertainment crew came to film her and Joe performing. The producer of NTE was doing a documentary.